This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Our guest is Oklahoma Election Board Secretary Paul Zirix. Thanks for being with us, Paul.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Paul, the general election is under 2 weeks away, and mail-in absentee voting in Oklahoma has already started. How many people are registered in Oklahoma, and how does that compare to recent years?
Well, as of right now, you know, where we are in the middle of October heading toward the general election, there are more than 2.4 million registered voters in the state. That's up almost 200,000 since about 2020. Statistically, you know, that works out to about 52% are Republicans, 27% are Democrats, nearly 20% are independents, and a little less than 1% are libertarians. That's shown a shift since 2020, where Republicans and independents are both up, but Democrats were at 33%, and you've seen independents and Republicans gain registrations, I think, at the expense of Democratic voters.
Paul, have you seen places in the state where the changes have been the most noticeable in terms of registration shifts?
Well, I think we're seeing voter registration up across the entire state. The trends that we've seen since 2020 are trends that have been in place for decades now, where you've seen independents grow and Republicans grow. Just anecdotally, it seems like some of the metropolitan areas are becoming more purple and the rural areas are becoming more red, so to speak. But at the end of the day, voter registration does not necessarily equate to how voters may vote. So we'll just see what happens when the real poll happens on November 5th.
For people who want to mail in their ballots, how do they do that?
That's a great question. You know, first, I want to mention that on Monday, October 21st at 5 p.m., it's the deadline to request a mail absentee ballot. That's a very important deadline to remember. You can do that at your county election board, or you can use the OK Voter portal on the state election board website, which is oklahoma.gov/elections. When you receive your absentee mail packet, you just follow the instructions. Most absentee ballots in Oklahoma require the signature to be notarized, so just make sure you provide the affidavit to a notary, sign it before the notary, and have the notary follow all the directions. For an absentee ballot to be counted, it must be received by mail at 7 p.m. on election day, but you also, under Oklahoma law, have the option to return your own absentee ballot in person at your county election board office. You can do that up until the end of business hours on Monday prior to the election, and you'll have to show your voter ID when you show up to drop that off.
General election day is November 5th, but in-person voting actually begins before that. When does that start?
Well, something that we didn't have in 2020 that we have now is that the legislature has added an extra day of early voting or in-person absentee voting for general election. So it actually starts on a Wednesday now, Wednesday, October 30th, which is the Wednesday prior to election day. And we'll have early voting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, November 2nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Most counties have a single voting site. It's usually at the county election board office, but you can check the state election board website or contact your county election board to find out exactly what the early voting sites are in your county. You have to vote for early voting in the county where you're registered to vote.
Whether it's in-person early voting or on election day, what do voters need to bring with them and what do they need to do in order to vote?
Well, I always recommend that you come prepared. Go to the OK Voter portal. Again, that's at the state election board website, oklahoma.gov/elections. And get your sample ballot. There will be a sample ballot for your precinct, so you're not surprised about what's on the ballot in your precinct. So come prepared. It's also important to know where you vote. Again, those early voting sites, you can find that out on our website or with your county election board. You can also use the OK Voter portal to find your polling place. Be sure to bring a copy of your ID. Oklahoma has a voter ID law. And so that means that you must show a photo identification that has your name that substantially conforms with the precinct registry. And that photo ID can be issued by a tribal government, the federal government, or a state government. If you don't have one of those, you can use the free voter ID card that the county election board sent you, or you can cast a provisional ballot and sign an affidavit.
When will voters be able to see the results of this year's elections, and when are those vote totals considered final?
Well, Oklahoma law, unlike a lot of other states, and this is not to be critical of other states, but our legislature has designed our laws to make sure that our vote totals are known very quickly, and we have a voting system that helps accommodate that. Part of the reason for that is all absentee ballots must arrive on election day. They're all counted on election day and are usually the first vote totals that are posted by a county election board. In general, at a big election like this, I would anticipate that some counties may begin to report some of their early voting totals or absentee voting totals maybe by 15 or 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Others might be a little later if they're still trying to catch up and get all of those tabulated. And then, of course, as the precinct inspectors deliver the results from each precinct to the county election board, those just flow in through the night. But those initial results on election night, although we'll be 100% reporting, don't include provisional ballots, which have to be included on the Friday following the election. And then, of course, the county election boards must certify the final results on the Friday after the election, which makes it official for that county. And then my board, the state election board, meets Tuesday, 1 week after Election Day, to certify the state and federal races.
And again, where do people need to go to find more information about their voting?
I always recommend the best and first place to go to is the state election board website, oklahoma.gov/elections.
That's Oklahoma Election Board Secretary Paul Zirix. For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.